You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers. The trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
For those of you who do not know, John Kruk used to be a roly-poly, out-of-shape first baseman for the Philadelphia Phillies.
Krucky.
One of the famous stories said about Krucky was that he was at a party one time with a beer in one hand and a cigarette hanging from his lips, and a woman asked him or said to him, "You're not supposed to be smoking a cigarette, you're an athlete." And his response was, "I'm not an athlete, lady, I'm a baseball player." And he is good with the stories. He has been a funny quote for a long time. Is he a Phillies broadcaster now? He's doing it for the Phillies. Let's hear what he had to say here.
Did I ever tell you about the playing the prison team and when I was playing a winter ball?
In Mexico?
We had an exhibition game every year against a prison team at the prison.
Yeah.
Well, they let me lead off just to get me out of the way, you know. So I go up there to bat. The catcher doesn't have any catcher's gear on. And I said, he spoke English, too. I said, you don't have no gear? He goes, no. No mask, no nothing. I'm like, well, I'm not going to hit with a dude that ain't got no catcher's gear on. Right? So we get an extra pair of our catcher had an extra set of gear, so they let him use it. But I asked him, I said, lefty pitching threw like hard. That's what reminded me of it. Kid threw hard, this pitcher. So I asked the catcher, I said, what did he do? He's out, he found his girlfriend cheating. He burned up her car with her and her boyfriend.
Oh, my
and I'm like, oh, my gosh.
So you then just did 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out.
Very uncomfortable at bat.
You're at bat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think so. There's probably a lot of things that were running through your head.
Yeah, like, get me the heck out of here.
Playing that position, Stugatz, seems to me an insane career choice. Playing catcher.
Yes. Seems like it would hurt. It would take its toll.
Just all of it. Never mind playing, you know, your 112th game in the summer Texas heat.
He sounds old, Kruk.
He does.
He is old.
Did you know Salvador Perez is only 33?
Get out of here.
Travis Kelce's older than him.
Zach Greinke, I think, is still on the Royals.
No way.
I think he is. I think Zach.
There's been like 20 teams though in between. Well, right?
I can verify that. I know that.
Yes, but I still think that he's back there nonetheless. Some other sound that I wanted to play, Stugatz.
That's a bad job by Kruk though, because regardless of the circumstances, you got to try to get a hit. I mean, don't you? He's a professional baseball hitter. He's a professional baseball player. Very good baseball player. You don't just go 1, 2, 3, I'm out. That's not what you do. Compete.
Zach Greinke is currently a free agent. Has me thinking. Could use some pitching down here. And I love a name.
Oh, he is.
And can't get much worse than it's been. So
he went 2-15 last year.
Wow.
But those two.
Billy could use two.
I could use one at this point. We only have six.
The starting pitching is so bad. Stugatz, I don't know how much you watched FSU football last year, but Keon Coleman was clearly a professional. Like, he was a...
I was locked in.
He was a wide receiver for the Seminoles that I'm going to say underachieved, even though he had a great year, because he's clearly a professional. And here's what he had to say after being drafted by the Bills.
Huh? Nah, man, you forgot I went to school in Michigan for 2 years? You, guess where I got this from, though? I'm saying you got to guess. You're going to be wrong, though, but guess.
Tom Izzo.
Nah. Macy's. What you mean? They be on sale on the rack, all the colors. Look, $79.89. Nice little deal. You can get the trench coat for like $100. Nice little, I'll take you there, personally. I might go get some more colors. I need a blue one and another red one.
Got you. I'm with you.
There's good Thanksgiving sales, too. That's what I usually do.
See, I ain't know nothing about Thanksgiving. I get, you see, I shop like my mama. I get my coats in the summertime. You got to shop a season or two before, just in case, you know, and they be cheaper. Because you go at Thanksgiving, everybody in Thanksgiving, you know what I'm saying? Who we starting with? Oh, we could go. Oh, my bad. Hold up. Y'all can hear me? This on or this off? All right, bro. I'm just making sure I'm hoping he ain't trying to set me up. Who we got going first?
Josh Allen is going to love him.
Yes. Well, if
he seems
cash,
like he would love Cole's cash.
How many seasons do you guys shop ahead? Because I'm not in this game. I don't know. I don't know about this.
Salvador Perez is the same age as Seth Curry.
No way.
Wow.
At least two, Chris.
When you talk about cheap athletes, Anthony Edwards says that his earring is fake, that none of the earrings that he wears that are the gaudiest are real. Manny Ramirez used to do that. He'd have a giant diamond in his ear, and then he'd look at it and point, say, $60.
Ocho Cinco would do that. He'd go to Claire's and buy a bunch of chains and earrings that way.
Yeah, you think people aren't going to inspect it, right? They're going to pick. Could you tell? Do you think any of you could tell the difference between, don't you think Manny Ramirez was fooling everybody into thinking that there's no way that's costume jewelry, that there's no way that that's fake jewelry?
Well, he wanted you to think it's expensive jewelry, but he kind of, so yes, but then he kind of gives it away by saying, hey, it's not.
Does Claire still exist?
Oh, it does, and I hate it. It's at the mall near my house. My daughter always wants to go in there. They have like this thing where it's like, buy six things, you get six things free.
Oh, it's the best. It's like, no, my, so many stud earrings there.
My daughter has the rule. One thing. You get one thing if we're going in this
I got
store.
All my piercings done at Claire's. That, I mean, it's a mall institution in this country, Chris.
The actor that played McLovin is older than Salvador Perez.
Yes. Yeah.
That is a shocking age for him. When he was in the World Series, he looked like he was 37 years old in the World Series, and he was a young man. Chris Cody, your father's going to be in here tomorrow. Can you give me any updates on how quickly he went from fainting and falling on the floor? And some people are writing in that he shouldn't be driving anymore now that he's an old person who has fainting spells occasionally.
So you're ruling out that Dave Hyde beat the shit out of him?
Yeah.
I'm assuming.
Who won?
That he hurt himself by passing out again.
Well, you're going to have to listen to the Greg Cody show to find that out.
Yeah, you mentioned
with
that.
With Greg Cody.
But the part I'm not going to have to ask him about or listen to the podcast about, because you're going to tell me now.
And by the way, downloads are doing well this morning.
How quickly did he try to turn all of that into content? How aggressive was he about being happy that he fell down so that he can put his inflated face on the internet?
Before the blood stopped on his forehead, he said, take a picture.
Oh.
For the promo.
How did you come outside?
I was with him, but he was leaving before me. I walked out.
When
and
did
I
Dave Hyde leave?
That's right. I you almost tricked me.
Yeah.
You got to listen to the podcast.
Okay, but once whatever
Dan's
happened,
trying to scoop whatever, Greg the way whatever Greg happened, scooped Dan. Whatever, we all see what's happening here.
Whatever happened to him.
Bee sting.
He was, I will admit this. This I will reveal.
John Van Beesbrook stung him?
It was so, you will be shocked. Actually, you won't be shocked at how fast he tried to turn this into content.
Any chance he did it intentionally for content?
That's a good question.
We covered that. No. I accuse him of that in the podcast, so
what
go
did,
listen.
What did your mother have to say?
She is mortified at the idea that he put out that picture yesterday as a way of just like, she's just shaking her head at all of it. Just mad at him, also embarrassed. It's just my mom. It's a rough week for my mom.
Julia Fox is older than Salvador Perez. For those unfamiliar with who Julia Fox is, she was Josh Safdie's muse in Uncut Gems.
Just this past week was a rough week for your mom?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just wanted to clarify.
So that photo he put out was like very shortly after whatever happened?
It was the next morning.
Oh.
Because actually when I saw him, I'll give a little tease. Like when I saw him right away, he just had a gash on his forehead. So I was like, oh, okay, it's bad that you, once again, you're tricking me into what happened. Not going to do
it. Does he look like that? Like when he comes in tomorrow, is he going to look like that?
You'll see. My dad's got a plan tomorrow to unveil it. So he'll come in with it covered.
Unveil it?
Yeah. Because of what it looks like now. Because you saw the picture. It's like, oh, Greg, show us what it looks like now.
The eye does look terrible.
Yeah, it looks really bad.
It looks really bad.
That photo was when it happened. He doesn't look as bad currently.
Somebody writes in, guys, I understand everything is content, but an elderly man who still drives after several unexplained fainting spells puts a lot of listeners in awkward positions. You can't turn it back into a private matter once you've told the audience Greg still drives to Publix.
Oh, no, he has not been driving since this. I will be driving him into the studio tomorrow. We are still, like, he's gone to the doctor. I appreciate, and it is not, this actually isn't funny, what happened to my dad. So he's okay. He's gotten everything checked out. But I hear all the concerns. I feel also uncomfortable with how my dad wants to turn everything into content.
I'm
now
guessing
he knows, avoid peanut butter.
Way to go, listener. You made him break his character and actually be serious for once. Mm-hmm. What the hell? That's not funny.
Guessing
Canelo Alvarez, same age.
Get your out of here. Salvador out of here.
He's really? That Canelo is older too.
I think I've passed out more than your father recently.
Have you ever landed on your face?
Huh.
Here
damn
is
it, I gave it away.
A story. No, after Dave Hyde punched him, he could have landed on his face. It could have been.
If we just keep talking, Chris. Yeah.
Soldier Boy, older than Salvador Perez.
Huh. He's a boy.
Machine Gun Kelly, older than Salvador Perez.
What about Austin Hooper?
MGK.
Austin Hooper, younger, notably.
Devin Booker, Stugat.
Yeah.
According to a Stephen A. Smith report.
Yeah.
Wants to join the New York Knicks.
Really? Interesting.
He says, quote, he might deny it. I haven't spoken to him. Mm-hmm. I'm just telling you the scuttlebutt in the NBA circles is that brother wants to be in New York.
Well, that's great. We don't need him.
Michael Penix, older than Salvador Perez.
What?
So he passed out on a mattress. Woke up, Dave Hyde walked in, punched him in the face, then Chris left, and then Dave Hyde. I'm trying to get the timeline in order here.
Yes.
You have to check out the Greg Cody Show featuring Greg Cody in order to know what exactly happened.
Rich Homie Quan, older than Salvador Perez.
Do you think Devin Booker knows that he can't get out of that contract? He's not going to the Knicks? That Bradley Beal has them strapped for the next couple of years? Like, it's great they all want to go somewhere now. They wanted to play together. Figure it out and go win something.
The other thing that's coming out now is reports that Ishbia is way too hands-on. Pablo Torre did this piece for Pablo Torre Finds Out. Ishbia is hands-on. He's invasive. My guess is that Isaiah Thomas is somehow going to get back in charge, even though James Jones did a great job in Phoenix. But Ishbia has blown it up, Stugatz. He wanted all the players that everybody else wanted. He got them, and he's the first team out of the playoffs. He's the first team to get out of the playoffs, and now the reports are that Durant is unhappy in the offense, and Stephen A. Smith is saying Booker wants to be in New York.
Shane Gillis, 3 years older than Salvador Perez.
Wow.
What a pro once. The NBA is so lucky that this Knicks Sixers first round series is so good, because some of these first round series, not looking at you, Miami, Boston, Phoenix.
Magic Cavs are 2-2, and it's still awful.
Stinkers.
Have you ever wondered if Chet Holmgren might be a descendant of Abraham Lincoln, or if a UFC fighter could beat an alien in a fight? You might have not, and that's okay. I probably have thought about the UFC one, to be honest. But Shea Serrano and Jason Concepcion from the Six Trophies podcast have. If you love basketball, and more importantly, if you love fun, you gotta listen to Six Trophies, where Jason and Shea serve up the biggest moments from all around the NBA with their brand of unbridled joy, banter, and pop culture side quests. Each week, they hand out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities. Stuff like the Denzel Washington and Training Day trophy, given out to the player or team having the best week around the NBA. Or the Lauryn Hill, you might win some, but you just lost one, trophy for the team or player that just can't get it together. plus a bunch more trophies for all the good, bad, or just plain head-scratching moments from all around the NBA. This playoff season, you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
The Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gatz is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Keeping things bottled up can feel like carrying a weight that gets heavier with time. Whether it's talking to a trusted friend, journaling, or seeking professional help, finding ways to let out your thoughts and feelings can bring relief and help you navigate challenges more effectively. Remember, it's okay to reach out for help when you need it. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DLB today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DLB.
Don Le Batard.
Quiet man.
Yes.
You know, I'm a married man. I don't cheat on my wife, despite that gratuitous line in back in
that
my
you
day.
Wrote.
Stugatz.
I wish you were here, my wife. I really miss her. No, I don't. That's the thing about being married. You know, you're not allowed to say, I don't miss my wife. I've been gone 2 days. I haven't been gone long enough to miss my wife. I'm sorry. I call her.
You
I'm on the phone with her for 30
her.
Seconds. You know, that what am I? Hello. All right. We'll see ya. All right. And then, you know, I'm going to see her in 2 days. How's Jumping Charlie? Good.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz.
Is there any kind of consensus on this What a Pro Wants thing? Is it something that's so ever-present at this point that people are summoning a lot of different opinions, or does everybody have the same opinion on this?
Every single person hates it, except Chris Cody, who thinks it's fine, and me, who still hasn't heard it because I have an uncanny ability to tune out commercials. Yeah, I've never heard it.
What?
I didn't realize I was so alone on this. Like, I just kind of enjoy it. It makes me smile. It's not like it's not that crazy good. It's just like I see it. I mean, they are overplaying it, but it's just a nice commercial, and everyone hates it. I don't understand.
I started charting it. Every other stop set, they play this ad for. It took me probably the 900th time watching it that I actually paid attention to see who it was for. It's an AT&T spot. They just rotate the same three network spots. Every time it tosses to commercial, you're fearing that you're going to hear What a Pro Wants or No Flex Zone. It's kind of how like the BK jingle took over the football season for a little bit. But this one, for whatever reason, it's just hitting in ways that I can't understand. There's been a debate as to whether or not actual big market superstars would even agree to this commercial, because it's just, not only is it an earworm, but it's a grating one. There's no different versions of this spot. The volume is such.
What
every,
is it?
Every aspect of it bothers me, from Chet Holmgren not actually boarding the bus and then kind of being in a holding pattern, but it's fuzzy. Every little detail, the facial movements from Shane Gillis-Alexander, I don't like it one bit. In fact, I'm rooting against the Thunder. This is really bad.
Billy, it's them singing Christina Aguilera's What a Girl Wants, but it's What a Pro Wants.
Oh, I like it.
But you haven't seen the commercial yet?
It's a good concept. No, I haven't. I watch things on mute now or with subtitles.
You must
I
not can, be watching can, any basketball.
I can no, hear all,
it,
this
It's on always
mute.
On mute.
It's
Everything's
constantly on.
Mute.
Like, it's every commercial break. I just can't hear it.
I hear it.
It goes through my ears.
It's on TVs that are muted, and I hear it. It's just bleeding through.
I think it's the smooth high five at the end that I like.
That team is super young and acts it in interviews and whatnot. And they did a nice thing this weekend where they declined the national TV interview after the game and went to their local broadcasters. I'm curious here locally in Miami, I would assume that people in Miami would prefer a local broadcast to a national broadcast, but I don't know if I'm right about that. Like, how do you, if you happen to have the option between your local broadcast and your national broadcast. Do you want to hear your team broadcast by the national announcers, or do you want to hear, you know, the bias and the familiar of just listening to the game the way that you normally get it?
I always like the local call. It's just me, especially with the Panthers. Like, I want Steve Goldstein because he is so incredibly good at this that I want to listen to him and watch that telecast of the game.
I love Goldie as much as the next guy, but I like to keep an eye on the national broadcast, see what they're saying about us. You know, make sure they're not talking amok.
Same.
Stu, the local Knicks broadcast has to be one of the best local broadcasts, like, of any NBA team.
No question about it. Yeah, I always prefer local. I'm surprised you guys even check it on national.
No, I prefer local, too. I like that if you have NBA League Pass or if you have, like, the, you know, marquee network for the Cubs, you can listen to the local broadcast, and it's an option.
I just saw the commercial. Made me smile. Yeah. I could see how you get tired of it very quickly, but made me smile. They went for something.
Now listen to it 500 more times. Yeah.
I don't know, Jessica, if you are of a generation that is going to do more of that with just getting immune to hearing commercials of any kind, because in my lifetime, I have grown both accustomed to commercials, and now if I get a single commercial, my aversion is an allergic one to anything I'm watching being interrupted by sponsors.
Where's the skip?
And what do you mean I can't skip? Because I'm on one of these trial subscriptions and stuff, and you're going to force me to not be able to skip because you've figured out all of the things you need to figure out to limit my freedoms when I'm used to something.
The commercials don't work on me. I still don't even know what this Thunder one is even about. In fact, Mike just said it. When I see Jake from that one company, it's like a person in camouflage. Like, it just looks like it's John Cena. There's no one there. I don't even know who Caitlin Clark was hugging after she got drafted. It was just like her and just blankness. I can't see any ads.
I think we talked about this before, maybe on Mystery Crate or something, but commercials and children's shows should be illegal.
Yeah.
Like the ones that are like there and they're trying to sell toys or whatever it is.
We talked about that here.
They should be illegal. There's no way that you should be able to market to children because they want absolutely everything. And who am I to say no?
It seems, well, you're the parent. You're the one responsible.
Yeah, parents don't
one of your
say
main
no,
jobs.
Dan,
it's
not what parents do.
I'm not going to break my princess's heart.
It is one of your
tell them, Billy.
Your chief jobs as a parent is to make sure.
No, it's my wife's job. My job is to say yes.
Have a kid and say no. I dare you.
I dare you.
Yeah.
What a weird dare.
Yeah, thank you. I'll get right on that. I'll do it just to show you wrong.
I'm going to have a child just to prove two guts wrong.
And then, you know what's going to happen? I'm going to be wrong because I'm going to say yes to
that. Yeah.
Same way I do with all of you.
Yep.
I don't see that going well for you saying no.
No, it doesn't go very well. Can I?
Mike's going to Mexico on Thursday.
What?
Because Dan couldn't say no.
Viva Cuervo.
Brian Thomas, Dugatz, I believe that he had more receiving touchdowns than anyone in college football last year.
The Panthers are playing in Mexico? Or
This series better not go 7. Otherwise, I'm going to have to ask a bunch of Mexicans in Guadalajara where I can find a hockey bar.
Guadalajara.
Find for me, please, the Lou Dobbs that sounds like he was saying Guadalajara, but he was not saying Guadalajara. He does not know how to say what he was trying to say, but it was most assuredly not Guadalajara.
The caravan of mostly Central American immigrants is now in the Mexican city of Huachalda.
That's where I'm flying into.
Huachalda.
It is such a great attempt at faking that.
Wartfelda.
Just sings it.
Wartfelda.
That's actually the initials for the airport.
Wartfelda.
Better than Charlotte's.
What is, I ask this question every time he plays this, what is he actually trying to say?
Guadalajara.
No, he's not trying
Wartfelda.
To.
No.
I think you told us once he was trying to say Oaxaca.
Oaxaca, I think, is what it is.
Wartfelda.
But we'll never know because it's impossible to tell.
He just got scared. It's how Stugatz would do it. He just saw X's and stuff, and he just, and a Y, and he didn't know where things were.
Sing with a smile.
In the Mexican city of Wartfelda.
This is how Stugatz would pronounce Mexico City.
Wartfelda.
Yep.
So Brian Thomas Dugant, did he go to Jacksonville? Is that where he ended up? So many good wide receivers, so many fast wide receivers.
And Gabe Davis.
I think everyone is going to end up looking like CeeDee Lamb. Everyone at that position is going to end up looking at CeeDee Lamb. Every first round pick you take is going to look like DK Metcalf somehow. But Brian Thomas's parents, the context of this is they're being asked figuratively, not literally. They're asking about the journey and what it was like to see your son, Brian Thomas, go from leading college football in touchdown catches to being drafted in the pros. And listen to this.
Sandra, how far has this family come?
We came from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
When you think about the journey that you've been on together, what does tonight mean to you?
It means the world. It's amazing. I'm so grateful to God. So happy for him. We are so happy.
I hadn't seen that. Hadn't considered that as an answer.
Play it again here, because this was supposed to be the metaphorical journey, not the literal one.
Sandra, how far has this family come?
We came from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
When you think about the journey that you've been on together.
So great.
That is comedy writing that people pay large sums for.
So, guys, how do you feel?
The announcer kept it together, though. I mean, tough spot.
Solid follow-up by Molly.
Did a good job. Yes. When you have a pride. You hate the really short answer, a sentence long, where they misunderstand you. It's a disaster for the sideline reporter. And she did do a good job, not laughing, not breaking.
Let me rephrase.
Not breaking stride. Also going to what I believe is the exact question that every sideline reporter has in the back pocket for when you're disoriented by an answer. Just pull this out and it's a get out of jail free card. Look how quickly she pivots. McGrath pivots from, I'm not even going to give you the pause of comedy timing of making this awkward. I'm going to just move right into sideline reporter 101.
Sandra, how far has this family come?
We came from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
When you think about the journey that you've been on together, what does tonight mean to you?
It is such a great follow-up, because when you ask that first question, you're expecting a very long answer. The
Just
journey.
Longer yes. than that. Longer than a right. city's name. Yes.
Baton Rouge.
What is the order for you guys on French fry preferences? I bring this up only because I love tater tots, and Sonic is now coming out with a 44-ounce styrofoam version of tater tots that's really probably only 22 ounces of good tater tots and then 22 ounces of soggy bottom of the styrofoam cup tater tots.
Those are very good tater tots, though. Dismiss those.
No, but those become hash brown soup.
A soggy bottom.
At the
As
soggy
Mary Barry
bottom,
would say.
Yes, at the soggy bottom, there is a hash brown soup of some sort. But the best of the fries for you guys, if you had to choose one fry type, not a fry that you buy at McDonald's, although we were corrected. Last time I talked about this, a lot of people came forth and said, hey, Dan, the McDonald's fry is not what it used to be. 20 years ago, they soaked it in some beef fat, and they stopped that for vegetarians. So the McDonald's French fry isn't what you remember it being as the greatest thing. But I'm not talking about that kind of fry. I'm talking about if I give you hash browns, if I give you steak fries, if I give you curly fries, if I give you, you know, regular straight fries.
Yes.
Yes, I like all of them, too. I'll take all
give
of them.
Give me a crispy crinkle. Mm. A crispy
Portillo's. That's what
crinkled
Portillo's
fries.
Is. A crinkle, a nice crinkle. But they have
checkers like that.
Hat tricks in
they
Tampa.
Oh.
What was that?
I went there six times this weekend.
Love Hattie's. Best thing in Florida. Shout out to
fries.
Hattie's.
It really depends where you're at, though, right?
A waffle, like a curly, a shoestring. It doesn't matter.
At a steakhouse, though, you kind of want like hash browns or something like that. You don't go French fries with your steak.
Hash browns
at a steakhouse.
I love
steakhouse.
Hash browns. Yes. It's a staple.
There is no bad fry. I like them all.
Steakhouses do have, they do potatoes so well.
Yes.
You go for the sides.
You got to go BP
don't
there.
Get me wrong.
My favorite
I love
type
eating
of fry
a steak with my bare hands, but
is fresh. Just a fresh fry. You can't screw it up. It's got great crunch, soft in the middle. Oh, I love fries.
Put it on the poll, please, Juju. Are you surprised at all that Chris Cody made six trips for fries this weekend?
Waffle da.
Howdy, folks. It's Mike Ryan. And as you know, you're probably a sports fan. You know it's playoff time. And you probably have a team that you want to root on. And maybe you're like me and you're not a season ticket holder, so you miss the first crack at getting tickets. So what do you do? you check the secondary market. Well, let me tell you about my best friend in that secondary market, because I've tried them all, and no one's as good as Game Time, the only ticketing app that gives you complete peace of mind with your purchase. You get to see the view from your seat on your phone before you buy the tickets. All-in pricing shows your total cost up front, so there are no surprises. Buy tickets in seconds with just two taps. I'm telling you, folks, this is a personal endorsement from me. I was using Game Time long before they joined us, and I'm so happy they're with us so I can preach the good word. Trust me, folks, Game Time, that is what you need. Take the guesswork out of buying NBA tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code DAN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code DAN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
Don Lebatard.
Cheaters never prosper.
Stugatz.
I ain't cheating.
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz.
Look at the bountiful head of hair on this Fort Lauderdale kid. Look at that.
He has a damn good leg.
He looks like somebody who goes really fast and puts the convertible top down and lets the wind blow through his hair and the sunshine splash his face.
Is that mousse?
Logan Sargent is with us. What do you do? What is your hair care routine, sir, as the Crypto.com Miami Grand Prix is in town May 3rd through 5th. You can get tickets at F1MiamiGP.com. What? Tell us more. It's just resplendent. Is it feathered? It seems like it's feathered hair.
Firstly, I appreciate it. But no, I actually don't have any routine. I was just
you just wake up.
What Sam Hartman says too, and we know he's lying.
What bullshit. It's clear that no one has this beautiful a hair just spring from their head and grow like this.
I have to thank my mom. She gave it to me.
Tell us about your life in Fort Lauderdale. How did you become someone obsessed with speed?
You know, mainly just me and my brother, my dad. We were fortunate enough to just be able to drive, you know, all sorts of things. We loved dirt bikes, four-wheelers, go-karts, jet skis, whatever it may be. We just loved speed. We loved adrenaline. And karting became a thing that we could do on the weekends together as a hobby. And competitive nature runs through the family, and it got a little bit more serious than we expected.
How dangerous was it? Like, how many broken bones were there in the family because you were ATVing and you guys were a little bit reckless?
So my brother's done a lot. I want to say he's probably done like 5 or 6 ankles, wrists, arm. I don't know. He's done a lot. I, knock on wood, have not done any. So I'm gonna knock on wood here.
What do you think is your favorite adrenaline chase? Is there something that goes higher than F1 racing for you?
So it's in my contract that I can't, but I would like to go skydiving because I feel like that would be on top of it. But what's actually higher than F1 is racing Formula 3 around Macau, which is the most insane track. And the speed is insane, and it's the most insane track, and that is the most adrenaline I've ever felt in a race car.
I'll raise you one. Driving on I-95/the Florida Turnpike, mm-hmm. where we will all be going this weekend to see the Miami Grand Prix. I know you moved abroad when you were pretty young to race professionally. Have you driven much around South Florida? And if you could compare the highways here to the F1 track, which one is more terrifying?
I have driven plenty on I-95, and I have to say, you got to be alert. You got to be on your toes. It's mental. I would say it's more chaotic than an F1 race.
Is it a leave-in conditioner that we're working with? Yeah. Because it's not just you rolled out of bed and you woke up like that. It's
for some people it is, Mike.
It's not. There's something that happens. Maybe before bed, something.
There's a little trick. That might sound a little bit gross, but the key is you can't wash your hair every day. You need to wait, like, you got to give it like...
Same as Pablo.
You're gross. You're disgusting.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it might be a little gross. You gotta, if you wash it every day, it's too fluffy, and then you just...
How many times a month?
I'm like twice a week.
Whoa. I mean, that you got helmet hair that you're dealing with, yeah, too. How do you That's brush? Different. Is it just fingers through the hair?
That just fingers through the hair.
Got so, me this guy.
Come on.
It's not fair.
Come on, I mean, man.
But for sure, after a race weekend, immediately on the on a wash.
Like a Monday, Friday type thing?
Exactly.
Logan, make me a promise. You won't take it for granted.
Okay.
Where would you rank your hair among other F1 drivers? Because obviously there's some really good competition, especially with the Ferrari drivers there.
Well,
He doesn't do hair envy. Look at him. He's puzzled. He's very clearly locked in. No, but he's never considered this.
Would you
before.
Trade your hair for Carlos Sainz's hair?
Follically no. locked in. No. A quick no.
Very quick
a
no.
Quick no.
Not a chance. He's got a good head of hair, but I'm taking that one every day of the
You're
week.
Broward kid. Are you locked into what the Ice Cats are doing in the NHL playoffs? Yeah. We're gonna give it to the Lightning, a little gentleman sweep here.
Well, you know, I was really disappointed because every night that I'm home with a chance to go to a game, they're not playing at home. So.
You got a shot tonight.
I'm in New York.
Come on.
I know.
Thought that was a lot of solace behind you.
Tell me about it. I'm disappointed. And the Heat. I can't see either of them. But yes, I am locked in. I'm watching.
Why?
And the Cats are definitely going to take it. The Heat.
That's about right.
Yeah. Yeah. That covers a local hour.
That's about how you would cover that. Can you walk us through a little bit what it is like? Can you explain to the layman in terms that we can understand how mentally draining it is to race F1? The physical act of, you know, having to focus like that in a dangerous circumstance for that amount of time. Tell us what that takes out of you.
Well, I would say in the weekends, you know, it's business as usual, and you have so much adrenaline going on that you're absolutely dialed. You don't really feel it until after the weekend when you sort of have this crash and, yeah, you feel extremely fatigued. You feel mentally tired, and it takes a few days to sort of get back on your feet. But in the weekend, you're so full of adrenaline that you're just ready to go at all times, and just excited for it.
And that's just driving on I-95, Dan. I'm wondering, since this is your home race, Logan, are you taking the team out to Flanagan's or to any of the South Florida staples around here to kind of show them the real Broward/Miami-Dade counties and not like the glitzy South Beach thing that everyone thinks of?
Not this weekend. Generally, well, last year I did it in Austin. I don't know if that's like betrayal, but I did a huge team dinner in Austin, and it was awesome. So I was thinking about doing the same again. Something similar.
I can't stop looking at it.
Can you look out the window? I want to see the backside of this thing. Can you just like do a look out the window for us?
Gaze outside the window like you're thinking about winning.
Oh, wow.
Yes, wow. Amazing.
Yes, it's very strong.
Would you trade your hair for a win this weekend?
Absolutely. I will buzz this off in seconds.
What?
And I will collect it off the ground.
I'll even fully go with the razor if I had to.
Do you have a lot of people locally bothering you for tickets and just annoying high school, you know, well, high school, not high school, but just neighborhood friends from earlier in life?
So I've got 25 tickets and I have about 200 requests. So as you can imagine, I'm unfortunately having to pick and choose a little bit.
So I'm good?
Yeah, you're good. You're nice. Good.
So how are you ranking your friends? How's this work?
This is hard. This is it's pressurized.
Well, it's not too bad. Cause I got a pretty tight circle of my real close friends. So those ones are automatic. And then after that, just whoever I'm feeling on the day.
Somebody's going to get hurt though, right? Somebody thinks they're better friends with you than they are.
Look, it's just, you know, it's the way the cookie crumbles.
But I'm good.
I don't have unlimited. Yeah, you're still good.
Thank you.
Yes, yeah. We have already established that, Stugatz. I don't understand why you're asking again. Stugatz?
It's just got volume and bounce.
The Sarge.
Do you get road rage when you reach level of success that you have, like in normal driving? And if you ever yelled out to someone, cheaters never prosper, when they break a rule?
I've never said that, but I get a, do I get road rage? Maybe a little bit. I don't do much driving outside the racetrack anymore though. So
what does that mean? Like what you got a chauffeur?
He has a driver.
How does this work? You just
don't. I do, but don't blame me because, so this is how mean the UK is to Americans. You have to redo all your driving tests and the written test and everything to even drive in the UK. But then they let people from other countries just automatically switch their license.
Still bitter about that war.
It's not fair.
Would you agree that Kyle Oposo is really locked in his roster spot on this fourth line, potentially third line, and Ryan Lomberg, he's out sick. We're going to miss his impact. I mean, he's a bit of a spark plug, polarizing figure, but you can't deny the energy he brings to the ice.
Who is that, sorry?
It's a good answer. You did that correctly. Again, the Formula One Crypto.com Miami good Grand question. Prix is this weekend. Last year, Logan became the first he became F1's first American driver in almost 8 years. Why is that? Why don't we have more American drivers?
Well, it's a big commitment. You have to move to Europe. I moved to Europe when I was 12 years old to start racing over there, and you know, you have to have that backing from your family to even have a chance. So, if you're not racing in Europe, you're not going to make F1. So yeah, it's a big move for anyone. And, but to be honest, I do look at, you know, the karting scenes now and you see so many more Americans. So I think you'll see more coming through in the future.
How can you tell, and we got less than a minute left here, how can you tell if someone is a good driver? Is it as simple as seeing the results? Because a lot of that can be put on the car. For example, Marty Smith told me Kyle Larson is as talented of a driver as Max Verstappen, and I don't know how you can tell, especially with different motorsports.
That's tough to tell. I think it's hard. It's a completely different, you know, type of driving. But I think if you've got it, you've got it. You just gotta, I mean, in the end of the day, you know, I don't think the top guy in F1 would go into NASCAR and kick their butts. So, you know, it's just a very different type of racing.
We've got to get out of here, but Crypto.com's Miami Grand Prix is May 3rd through the 5th. You can get tickets at F1MiamiGP.com. We're going to have a bunch of drivers through here this week because it's a big week in South Florida. Logan, appreciate the time, sir. Thank you for joining us.
No worries. Thank you guys very much for having me.
All right. See you at the race.
You got to shave it.
One more spin on the way out, maybe?
You got to shave it. You got to shave it if you win.
Well,
wow. Thanks, Logan.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
You don't have to shave it if you win, Logan. The question was,
just
would you exchange your hair
like
for a
Southern
win?
Lady.
Luckily, you don't have to do that.
I would shave my hair for a win, but unfortunately, that's not how it works.
I'm going to call BS on you.
All right, maybe you'll see me this weekend show up with no hair.
If you're bald next week, I'm never rooting for you again. We're not friends anymore, okay?
Okay. All right. I'll keep it then. I have to keep it.
All right. I love you, buddy.
Howdy, listeners. It's Mike, and you know, a lot has changed over the years. Just look at sports. There's instant replay, a three-point line, there were shifts and then not shifts. But one thing that hasn't changed over the course of all those things I just mentioned, the great taste of Miller Lite. That's right. It's so good. And it's also less filling. So what's the best thing about Miller Lite, the original light beer? Well, Miller Lite sparked this debate way back in 1975. We still haven't settled it. Be like me. I don't pick one. I like it because it's both. Miller Lite keeps it simple. Undebatable quality. Great taste, only 96 calories. It's a beer that strips away everything that you don't need and holds on to what matters most. You don't have to choose what's best. Be like me. Say both. Miller Lite. Great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Howdy, folks. It's Mike Ryan, and as you know,
You're probably a sports fan. You know it's playoff time. And you probably have a team that you want to root on. And maybe you're like me and you're not a season ticket holder, so you miss the first crack at getting tickets. So what do? You check the secondary market. Well, let me tell you about my best friend in that secondary market, because I've tried them all, and no one's as good as Game Time, the only ticketing app that gives you complete peace of mind with your purchase. You get to see the view from your seat on your phone before you buy the tickets. All-in pricing shows your total cost up front, so there are no surprises. Buy tickets in seconds with just two taps. I'm telling you, folks, this is a personal endorsement from me. I was using Game Time long before they joined us, and I'm so happy they're with us so I can preach the good word. Trust me, folks. Game Time. That is what you need. Take the guesswork out of buying NBA tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code DAN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code DAN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.